With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police say a man's been arrested after a suspected arson fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion while Governor Josh Shapiro and his family slept inside. Shapiro and his family and guests were evacuated early Sunday from the residence after being awakened by state troopers. No one was injured. Authorities say a man is in custody, 38-year-old Cody Ballmer of Harrisburg. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's tariff policies will win in the end, adding under Biden administration economic policies, the U.S. was its own worst enemy.
With the runaway government spending, the runaway debt, the fact that we have taxes in our businesses that are higher than a lot of other countries, the fact that our regulations are choking our businesses. In other words, if we could just get rid of all these things that we do to ourselves economically masochistically, then there's no way other countries can compete with us.
His comments on Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration will exclude electronics like smartphones and laptops from reciprocal tariffs, a move that will help keep prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the U.S. It would also benefit big tech companies like Apple and Samsung. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. economy received some encouraging news from two Labor Department reports last week, indicating inflation trending downward. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the news should improve Americans' consumer confidence.
Energy prices are down. In fact, oil prices are down 20% since this president took office. Wholesale prices fell again. There have been trillions of dollars in investments into this country. Every day, the president is signing executive orders to cut regulation, especially when it comes to Environmental Protection Agency, our energy industry. That's going to unleash the economic boom in this country.
This is SRN News. Special honors for a small church in South Carolina, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities is reaching crisis levels in India. A new report by the commission finds that vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and demolition of property and places of worship are spreading widely. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders. This is SRN News. Travelers should prepare for extra scrutiny of devices when crossing borders. John Scott explains.
And that's especially when entering the U.S. Experts say 100% privacy might be impossible, but there are things you can do to make it harder for someone to see your private data. If possible, leave your phone at home. If you need one, you could get a temporary device with just the information needed for your trip. If you have to bring your phone or laptop, store any sensitive information in a cloud storage service and then delete it from the device. Power off your phone when you get to the border. John Scott reporting.
SpaceX is celebrating multiple successful launches this weekend. Saturday morning, a Falcon 9 rocket launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, sending another group of U.S. spy satellites into space. Hours later, another Falcon 9 rocket took off from Cape Canaveral, deploying another 21 Starlink satellites to orbit above the Earth. More details at SRNnews.com.